Whether it's Steve Jobs building a computer in his garage or Hector Boyardee cooking pasta at the Plaza Hotel, many American brands and businesses have started from humble origins. Current startups seek to replicate that success, but they don't do it alone. In this Friday Forum, WNIJ's Chase Kavanaugh discusses some of the groups that help Northern Illinois small businesses get started.
Entrepreneurship is a promising but difficult job. People who believe they have a great idea for a product or service need to make sure there's a market for it and have a solid business plan. Fortunately, Northern Illinois businesses can get help from various incubators. One of the first stops for many startups is a Small Business Development Center, or SBDC. They're spread throughout Illinois and are distinct for their multiple levels of support. David Buchan directs one at Sauk Valley Community College.
Federal funding from the Small Business Administration. It's funding from the State of Illinois Department of Commerce. And then the third partner has to be at least a host, which the college is. And then there's also local match money. Now, we are very unique here because we have over 9 providers in that match area.
These funders include 5 banks, 3 communities, and what will soon be 3 counties. Buchan says the money allows the SBDC to assist startups at no cost. One way it does so is by vetting business plans before an entrepreneur applies for a loan.
We don't do it for them, but we'll review it, we'll give them ideas of what they need to change, what they need to add.
SBDCs also can refer entrepreneurs to accountants, attorneys, and other professionals with specific areas of expertise. Buchan says their advice may help fledgling companies avoid costly, short-term shortcuts.
Well, you know, it's going to cost me some money to be an LLC, so I'm just going to be a sole proprietor. And then somebody slips on the ice outside their business and now is suing them and can not only go after their business resources, but they can go after their personal resources as well.
Finally, although SBDCs can provide plenty of advice, their time and personnel are limited. Sherry Pritz is marketing coordinator for IgerLab, a startup resource based in Rockford. She also oversees the local SBDC. She says referring startups to local and nationally based mentors, such as the SCORE program, can provide these startups more individualized attention.
So they might meet with you 5 times in 1 week. They might go to a manufacturer with you to help explain things, or a bank, or examples such as that, where the Small Business Development Center, they're going to be able to meet with you on a regular basis, but it won't be quite like having your own mentor.
Small business development centers help get ideas off the ground, but IgerLab has a center for product development that checks if those plans can be turned into tangible goods. Director Mike Cobert explains.
We will help with everything from the idea, the napkin sketch, whatever it is they start with. We'll help them do the engineering, any prototyping, testing, assembly, manufacturing, packaging.
IgerLab has been around since 2004, when it worked with the Rockford Area Economic Development Council. IgerLab became an agency of Northern Illinois University in 2015, and has broadened its reach to Wisconsin, the Chicago suburbs, and parts of Indiana and Iowa. Much of their projects are classified to protect trade secrets, but Cobert says the services can come in handy when companies are in a bind.
Hey, our largest client wants us to have a design and a prototype of this part in 2 weeks, and our engineering department is so backed up we can't touch it for 8 weeks. So we did. We engineered it. We made a prototype. We sat down with them, reviewed it, re-engineered it, prototyped it again, and they ended up getting the order from their customers.
IgerLab's product development center differs from SBDC's in that its services are not free to businesses. However, Cobert says things like consultations can be half the cost of what a for-profit group would charge, at about $70 per hour versus $150 for a for-profit consultant. As for time commitment, projects could take from a few weeks, in the case of the engineering boondoggle, to several years if a product goes through the full development process. But this research and development doesn't take place in a vacuum. The same people who seek out Cobert for engineering solutions also go to Pritz to find business coaches and attend workshops. Cobert says the most popular of these is their Innovation Tuesday.
We'll bring in speakers from around the area, whether it's, we're doing IT-related, marketing-related, funding related. That's always an interest. People like to find how can I find money, obviously. And then we have all the technical stuff that, new processes that you would use in the manufacturing environment.
Thus, SBDCs provide advice and get people connected with experts to start their business. And product development centers like IgerLab tackle engineering hurdles. But there's still one thing that all startups require: office space. In 2016, DeKalb County opened up a formal business incubator, which offers both individual and shared workspaces for startups to rent at a low rate. Economic Development Coordinator Jolene Willis explains.
This is a service and an opportunity available to any and all DeKalb County residents that are looking to take that business idea maybe out of their garage or basement and establish a professional space for it and look for available resources and assistance.
The space was particularly useful for DeKalb County Community Gardens, a local nonprofit that grows organic vegetables. It began in 2012, but Director Dan Kenny says he didn't have a central location other than his home office. This also left him with no place to interact with the public. Though the incubator first helped with office space, it also provided similar connections to those offered by SBDCs.
The incubator was very helpful to us because it connected us with SCORE, which is a volunteer organization that provides young businesses and young business people with some mentoring and some. We went to a workshop there to develop our first business plan.
Kenny's nonprofit moved out to Walnut Farm, and he credits the incubator space with enabling it to grow. The Cabs incubator has connections to NIU, IgerLab, SCORE, local SBDCs, and other shared workspaces like what Pritz oversees in Rockford. Willis aims for the DeKalb space to become an all-in-one source of services.
We want to be that one-stop shop. We want to be that nexus for entrepreneurs to meet with other support services and mentors and providers, if they need that space.
In turn, IgerLab is using its NIU connections to create an innovation network, combining its services with the connections it has made with regional partners. Together, they hope to act as a one-stop shop for Northern Illinois entrepreneurs. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.